This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Within hours after she was released from prison yesterday, former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters appeared on Steve Bannon's War Room, where she continued to make false claims of widespread election fraud. The head of the Colorado County Clerks Association was not surprised. Matt Crane says he is concerned, though, about her comments in this election year.
She's going to continue her campaign to against voting systems, which is fueled by lies and disinformation. And so all of that disinformation really has an aggregating effect where it goes out. It brainwashes people. They think there's problems with these machines.
Crane says Peters does not understand the voting systems and laws in place to protect elections. Peters was released on parole after Governor Polis reduced the length of her 9-year sentence. She has been supported by President Trump. Colorado has recorded its 23rd measles case this year and is on pace to surpass the number of cases last year. The state health department says a child younger than 5 with one dose of the MMR vaccine tested positive for measles in Delta County. The child has not traveled out of state, and the county health department has not yet identified how they were exposed to the virus. In Colorado Springs, the U.S. Space Force plans to construct a new $250 million operations facility. CPR's Dan Boyce says it will be one of 4 such facilities built across the country.
The Space Force plans to budget $1 billion for the facilities. They'll be built on bases in New Mexico, Alabama, North Dakota, and at Schriever Space Force Base in Colorado Springs. An Air Force spokesperson told Air and Space Forces magazine, spreading out these centers increases resiliency for the Space Force. Construction of the new building at Schriever is expected to support 2,500 jobs. It's not yet clear when that would begin. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The time is now 7:06. You can find more news at cpr.org.